What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Dreamcast. We have all five of us here today. Say what's up, guys.
What's up?
Hey.
All right, and we're going to be talking about I don't understand the subject. What is the subject today?
All right, well, today's subject will be about your favorite sleep preferences. Like, you know, what's the best way? What will make you fall asleep the best way, you know?
So your sleep preferences, you're talking about like your positions, your...
Anything, like whatever you think about will make you have the best night of sleep.
Type of pillow,
yeah,
etc.
You know, whatever.
What you
whatever.
Eat or drink before going to sleep.
Anything.
What you listen to.
Yes, it's a very broad subject, honestly.
Now, here's the beauty of Dreamcast. Even if it doesn't sound like it's going to be an interesting topic, it will be a very interesting subject.
Yeah, whether we want it to or not. It's gonna...
So, we'll start off, what is your sleep preferences?
Me? I love it when it's blistering cold and I have one blanket, right? A nice thin blanket and, you know, maybe a big hearty meal before I go into bed.
So, you like hypothermia?
Yes.
I got you. See, I like to have it very cold in my room, but I like to have a big bundle of blankets so that I don't freeze to death.
I'm the same way.
Weirdo.
I like the cold, you know, but I don't know. It's like it makes the blankets feel warmer or something. Or it's like, you know, you don't get hot, but you can still enjoy the warmth of the blankets. It's comforting, yeah. I guess.
If I don't have enough blankets, I wake up in the middle of the night and it feels like, I don't know, I've never had hypothermia, but I start to feel like I have the flu. And I have to get up and turn my fans off, because I also sleep with fans. I have to turn my fans off or else I feel like I'm gonna vomit, and then once I warm back up,
dude,
I'm
that's
fine again.
Interesting.
Dude, that's not healthy. I'm taking it too far.
Yeah, I wake up about to vomit. So yeah, that's my
I mean my like preference for temperature is cold, like y'all are saying. There's a specific blanket we have. I think you can get them at Walmart. It's like just once they sit. Walmart, not sponsored.
Not sponsored.
Not a sponsor.
Yeah. Well, and it's just a wool blanket, and it's really fluffy. The problem is though, after over time, it'll get worn down, and it's not soft anymore. But up until that point, that's my favorite like blanket because it's really warm.
Oh yeah.
About the fans, I do. The reason I sleep with a small fan in my room is not to keep me cold, although I would like to have a colder fan, but I like to hear noise. Anyone else like that? You just
to
hear white noise, just something.
A nice loud box fan is what I have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quiet is too loud, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Like listening to the silence, it buzzes in your ear.
Yeah, it's awful. It's not good.
I have a fan on because I don't have air conditioning in my room.
Oh.
It gets way too hot.
That sucks.
Yeah. But yeah, I know what you mean about the noise and everything. That's, it really helps you fall asleep.
Yeah, I go and I buy like the loudest fan I can find. It looks the loudest. And then that's how I sleep, because not only does it give me white noise to fall asleep to, it also gives me air conditioning, I guess. It blows on me and just makes it even colder.
If you guys have trouble sleeping, which I do, and you haven't tried it, try just turn on like a noisy fan.
Yeah.
It really helps.
Yeah, or like an app on your phone that I like to listen to thunderstorms. That's
I downloaded an app the other a couple weeks ago, and I mean I didn't get paid for it or anything, so I got all the free noises, and they had one called Brown Noise.
White noise is one thing, man, but I don't know about
brown
noise.
Pink
noise.
I didn't
pink
think
noise.
Yeah, I think pink noise is
the
thing too.
But I was interested, so I clicked on Brown Noise. And honestly, helped me sleep.
Just some you know, never mind.
I don't like the sound of white noise. Only brown noise.
Brown ears.
Can you play it for us?
Yeah, we'll actually have it right
here.
Brown noise.
It didn't sound any different from white noise.
Oh, wow.
It had to have brown in it.
It's trademarked.
Did it have any... Was it a little more bassy?
I'm not a white noise expert, but that's not it.
So, no, it's Japan.
Oh, there it is. It's right up in the beginning, too. It's just...
Ooh.
Oh, wait, no, that's... Oh.
See, the reason I got it was because my power went out.
called.
That's brown noise?
Yeah.
Sounds like a waterfall.
Sounds like a TV that's messed up.
Yeah, or that.
Oh, we're not. See, I've started to listen to like ASMR when I go to sleep to calm me down.
Okay.
It's really calm. I always thought it was the weirdest thing. I was like, why would anybody listen to ASMR? It's stupid. But then I started listening to it before I fell asleep, and it just relaxed me.
I tried it the other night, and I was having trouble falling asleep. It was late. I just laid there and listened to it, and it was like someone brushing things, you know, past your ears, you know, moving wooden marbles around in their hand. It was all fine and good till this lady started whispering in my ear. At that point, I had to turn it off.
I was like, let's do some ASMR. That's gonna be awful.
I've never listened to ASMR. But I don't know about that. Like, that would be really messed up. It would mess with me. I already get messed up with the head messed up.
Yeah, I mean, I can't fall asleep listening to it, but I can listen to it until I'm tired enough to fall asleep. So,
yeah. Yeah, because that'd be weird to fall asleep with someone whispering in your ear.
You're waking up and going, why is someone whispering?
Yeah, that's
Oh, I'll be listening to, and this is a common problem, I'll be listening to the soothing ASMR, and then all of a sudden this ad will come on it.
Say 15% or more.
Yeah, you're so quiet and calm, and then you have it turned up so you can really hear it, and it's like blaring in your ear, and it's like, oh my gosh,
it just like totally the sound of the marbles just clinking.
Yeah.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Well, I am now.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Plus, you get two of them now on YouTube, so.
That's like a real thing, though, because a lot of people use it for sleeping, and so they'll put ads about sleeping on there.
That's a thing?
Yeah, wakes you up. Yeah, wakes you up. So what we've gathered is all of us like cold, all of us like fans, and all of us like ASMR.
I've never listened to ASMR.
I have an unusual sleep preference, okay? And if you guys have ever been camping with me, you'll know about this one. I like having something very heavy on my feet.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You're an awful. When I used to stay the night at your house and we had to share a bed or something, that was awful. You shove your feet under my legs.
I feel sorry for whoever I'm gonna marry because I'm just gonna kick them all night.
That was weird.
Let me explain.
I didn't know about this
until
now.
Oh yeah, if you ever are sleeping with me, I will stick my feet underneath you and kick you all night.
Yeah.
Because here's why, my feet move without me controlling them. I don't know why. It's a real thing. I don't know if it's restless leg syndrome or what, but my feet twitch and move when I'm being still.
Huh.
So I do that in an attempt to make them stop so I can go to sleep.
So you're like controlling your feet.
Yeah.
I figured it out. I sleep on a bunk bed, and there's no railing on the side. It's just like sheer cliffside, about, right? And I'm like a toss and turny sleeper, but I stay in one spot, which, you know, that's about it. But I will sit there and I'll go through every single position, like, all night. I'll be posting.
So I have another thing. Not too long ago, just a few months ago, the foot thing was bothering me very bad. So I figured out if I put a sock on my left foot, usually I can go to sleep and it'll stop.
That is weird.
God. Yeah. So I also have to lay on my stomach. If I'm laying in any other position, I usually can't go to sleep.
Yeah, I don't.
So like I have to be laying on my stomach with a cold white noise going with a sock on my left foot. Then I can usually fall asleep.
Wow, that's not good.
Yeah.
What about like, what do you lay on? Like, what's your preference for a mattress?
You know, like up there.
Yeah, okay.
I have like a memory foam / something. It's not a memory foam mattress, but it kind of fits. I don't know. It's a nice mattress. I don't know what it is.
Mine's memory foam. I think it's like a Tempur-Pedic knockoff kind of thing.
I can sleep on anything. Like, the only problem is like my neck. Because when I was a baby, I think, if I remember correctly, I slept on one side. It's good. Yeah, I slept on one side for like the longest time, and they had to give me therapy, like with a medicine ball or a yoga ball. They had to turn my head forcibly to the other side. And it's a big thing. No one over there was neck snapping snap. My neck, but yeah, they did that. And,
I'm sorry.
I have a question.
That's why I sleep on my side.
Have y'all ever experienced this? A lot of times, it didn't start happening until somewhat recently, but you ever been asleep and then you wake up in the middle of the night? Well, you know, when your arm's asleep, how that feels. Pins and needles. Sometimes you can pick it up and shake it and wait for it to come back alive. Yeah. Have you ever had that happen to, like, your whole leg from the hip down? Whole leg?
One time, and that was because I look like I, you know, was contorted into fit into a small box.
I don't think I've ever had that happen. That'd be a weird feeling.
It's even more annoying than the arm. Here's why. When you try to stand up, you fall.
Oh.
On the ground. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, I've never... That's weird.
When those things happen to me, I stay in bed. Which, also, I've never experienced sleep paralysis that any of y'all have.
We should talk about that, too.
Oh, yeah. I experienced it not too long ago. It was like a few months ago.
And we should probably explain what it is.
Okay, yeah, that's... That.
If you're not aware, sleep paralysis is something that happens. A lot of times, if you're trying to learn how to lucid dream, which we'll probably talk about that in another episode.
Definitely.
But
that's a whole different topic.
But anyway, it usually happens when you're sort of... becoming aware that you're dreaming, but it doesn't quite work. So instead of just being aware, you're aware you're asleep, but you're not dreaming, and you just can't move your body.
Yeah.
So
and
yeah, that's kind of so. Basically, you're awake, but your body has
your body's asleep. Enough.
So
yeah.
you're just laying there paralyzed, and you can't move, and you can't scream for help.
Yeah. I think. Me and Clay are the only ones who have experienced this out of us, right?
Yeah.
But Clay experienced it first, so
yeah.
Talk about it.
Well, the first time I experienced it was maybe 3 or 4 months ago. It hasn't happened for maybe a month and a half or so, a month or two, not exactly sure. But the last time it happened, I was sleeping, I was in a dream, and I suddenly kind of got jerked out of it. But when I got jerked out of it, the audio, so the people talking in my dream, were getting hit on replay. Like, it was jittery, like it was stuck, almost like a tape getting stuck, yeah, like a broken record. And that happened for a little bit, and it stopped. And then the weird paralyzed thing, I think I woke up at that point, but then I went back to sleep, and I had the weird paralyzed thing happen to me where I knew I was sleeping, but I wasn't dreaming. So I was just trying to lift my arms and stuff, but it wasn't working. And I'm pretty sure eventually I got one eye to open, but the whole room was tilting back and forth. Like, imagine a picture, and you got that picture and you rotated it back and forth, just side to side, or like, tilting it.
But the whole room?
Yeah, the whole room. And then eventually I think I closed my eyes and I reopened them. It's been a little bit, so it's a little bit blurry, but when I reopened them, I saw the world, but it was in black and white for a minute, and like the color had just been sucked out of it, and it would flash color and stuff.
Wow.
Until eventually I twitched my knees together is probably what I did. Like I said, it's been a while, but that's how I usually get out of it. I twitch my knees together and it'll wake me up because I can't use any other part of my body to wake myself up. Only twitching my knees works.
Wow. It really is creepy, a creepy feeling. Yeah.
See, I've heard that you have a lot of bad hallucinations, like people thinking that something's sitting on their chest or something hanging over them, but I've never experienced it, so.
I did it, strangely enough, like a night or two after it happened to Clay.
Yeah.
I guess hearing about it made it happen or something, I don't know, but it happened to me. I was sleeping on the sofa, and I was dreaming I was flying, and I froze in midair and realized I was dreaming. And I was like doing a backflip, and I realized that I was dreaming, so I just froze. And instead of waking up, I was just paralyzed there on the sofa, and I was trying to get out of it. But I remembered Clay telling me about clicking your knees together, so I gave it a try, and I tried so hard.
Come on, Dorothy.
Like,
except with your knees.
And when my knees finally clicked together, I sat up and screamed at the top of my lungs and woke everyone up.
Also, me or Jay didn't mention this, but it feels like you're about to die if you don't try to wake yourself up. Like, you're slowly drifting into, I guess, a dream. I never let myself go far enough to...
You're not quite awake and you're not quite asleep. You're in the middle. So if you don't fight it, you slowly drift back into sleep unconsciousness.
Yes.
And so it feels like you're dying, but if you fight it, you become more and more awake.
And the best way I can describe fighting it is putting all your mental effort into waking yourself up. And imagine you're slowly going back up into consciousness, and then when you have to give yourself a break from all the hard mental effort, you go down, but it's slower than you can use your mind. So basically, you're starting to drift back down, then you use a lot of mental effort, and it lifts you even higher than before, then you have to rest your mind so it goes a little bit further back down until eventually you can use all your mental effort.
It's very weird.
It's just like you're pushing against a spring that's...
Yeah, but the spring is slower than your mental effort. So your mental effort can wake you up faster than the spring can push you back.
I got it.
I mean, I've never experienced it. It sounds scary and cool.
It
but
really is.
Yeah.
I from all I've heard and from like the old pictures you see, they always say that it's like something sits on your chest and like it's just such big pressure on your chest. And they like always, you know, kind of symbolize it with like a little demon sitting on it or something, you know? Mm.
I mean, I half want to experience sleep paralysis because it just sounds like a neat experience, but that sounds terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I saved your life almost.
He did, because
the knee got...
Yeah, I don't...
For me, it kind of took on a nightmarish quality because even though I knew what it was still freaky. Because just the whole feeling of it was just...
Have you ever felt it before, or was that the first time?
That was the first time. It happened twice.
Also, if this is happening to you, this is what I've learned. I'm not a professional on this, but if you don't want it to happen to you and you're really scared of it, eat before you go to sleep, and don't overwork your mind before you go to sleep, because both, I think, are causes for it. Just on my own experience, I don't know the science behind it.
Don't eat before you go to sleep.
No, do eat. Did I say don't? Yeah. Okay.
So eat before you sleep, and don't...
Especially the engaging. Eat thing, because I noticed it was happening to me more on nights where I didn't eat before I go to sleep and I went to sleep hungry, and I think nights that I would overwork my mind, like by looking at a phone or something, but mainly the eat thing, always eat before then.
Did you ever like research anything to...
No, I didn't. It was freaky. I really didn't. Or it didn't scare me, but I mean, I wasn't really interested, I guess. Although it is weird, I should look into it.
Yeah. We have drifted from sleep preferences to sleep paralysis.
All right.
It's pretty good. We're doing a good start.
By the way, this all happened while I was on the couch.
On the couch.
So that's where it happened to me too.
Yeah, it happened to Jay while he was on the couch.
Something about that couch.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
Wait, so both of y'all happened on the same couch?
Not the same couch, right?
No, not the same couch, but it happened on a couch.
On the couch, but it was in the same position.
What was funny was Clay knew exactly what it was when I woke up and screamed when I got out of it. But I scared my mom, but Clay knew what it was. He's like, "You have sleep paralysis, man?" I was like, "Uh-huh."
You just
I literally sat up and went, because I remember trying so hard to scream when it was happening so that I would wake up. So when I finally came out, I was like...
I never tried to scream.
It's like when you're somewhere really loud and you try to talk, is it kind of like, and you know you're yelling but you can't hear yourself? Is that what it's kind of like?
Kind of, yeah. You're like...
I've heard that you're screaming, you think you're screaming loud, but you're really not actually making any noise.
Oh, so
like in a dream?
Yeah, like in a dream. Like you're screaming, but no one can hear you.
I've done that before. I've had dreams. You ever had a dream where you're trying so hard to scream you can't? And you just go...
I don't think so.
That's some...
You never
done
that?
Grudge stuff, dude. Like horror movies. If I walked into your room and you were like, I would hit you.
You've never done that?
No.
Like when something scary happens and you're trying to scream to let someone know, and in your dream you just can't get it out. You're like... You ever had that?
Well, I mean, I've been told I sleep talk a lot, which I don't.
I know someone else who does.
Talking about me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've slept talk a little bit, but it's mostly when I'm like exhausted and then I go to sleep and for some reason my mind is activated for some weird reason and I half wake back up. It's like I'm in a dream, but I'm talking in real life, and then I'll wake up and hear myself talking, and it's just really weird. But I don't know what causes it. I guess it's the just the being in a different place, because most of the time when I sleep talk, somebody is either waking me up or I'm in a different place.
And I've experienced this firsthand. This man gets mad at you if you tell him he's dreaming when he's dreaming. He will straight up just mad.
I'm not dreaming!
Yeah, argue you down about it.
You know, like one time, what was it? I was dreaming about setting a live trap to catch a squirrel or some animal because I wanted to see it. And we were trying to use nuts to catch a squirrel, but nobody was coming. Or no squirrels were coming. So I walked around and I found litter on the ground out in the woods. It was a beer can. I was like, if we just use beer cans to put as bait instead of nuts, we'd catch all kinds of things. Because I was mad. It made sense to me at the time. I guess I thought the squirrels were littering.
Yeah, so I remember this. He started mumbling. And I woke up and was like, you know, Colton, what are you talking about? And he was like, just put some beer in there.
Just put some beer in there. And I don't know. That was weird. And then I woke up and I heard myself talking. And I remember saying, just put some beer. And then I woke up and I was like, what the heck am I talking about? Oh, man. I could hear myself talking, but I wasn't actually talking. It was the weirdest thing. It was like somebody else was talking for me in my body. It was a weird feeling.
Dang, that's hilarious.
Have you ever been trying to tell someone, like you get mad at someone in your dream, and then before you can finish telling them off, you wake up?
Oh, that's, and then you want to go tell off the real person. Like,
exactly.
Like, why did you do that?
This happened to me. I don't remember the dream or anything, but pretty recently, I remember this happened, and I came to, and I was so mad. I just finished talking to him. I just finished my sentence. I don't remember what it was, but I was awake and I still finished it.
I think I've done that before. It's like you wake up and you want to tell them, but you can't, so you just say it out loud anyway.
Man, I wish I had dreams where I told people off. My dreams, I never like really make human contact. I'm just like, I don't get to talk to anybody. That might help. Like people with anger issues, maybe y'all both got anger issues.
I don't know, man.
I don't have many dreams where I talk to people unless it's like,
if I'm talking to someone, I'm usually arguing with them, sadly. I feel like, or
like that kid.
But yeah, I was gonna say like the kid, didn't you like hold up a kid inside a Walmart dream?
I barely remember that.
That's weird. And I don't talk to people in my dreams a whole lot. I'll talk to like insects or something.
It's a whole another topic.
Yeah, we won't get into that today. We'll tell that dream, those dreams
and
another
you
time.
And you get in that.
Yeah, we won't get into that. But wow, we have really started talking about dreams now.
Sleep dreams.
Yeah, they kind of coincide. One more thing, it's kind of we're gonna have to wrap this up soon, but one more thing that I kind of wanted to ask, and we kind of got off topic. Do y'all sleep with socks on? Now I know you said you sleep with your left sock on, which is what the heck.
Well, usually I sleep with both just for the heck of it, but I only need the one.
Only need the one sock.
It's like your left one needs to be contained.
But do you guys sleep with socks on? Because I know if I sleep with socks on, I wake up and it feels like the hairs on my feet have been pulled all night and my top of my foot will just hurt.
I don't get that.
Personally, I can't sleep with socks on. I have to be almost naked to sleep.
So you like sleep with your shirt off and with your socks off?
Yeah, put my shoes on.
No. I just remembered something that happened last night.
What?
I figured out that, you know, I do like to sleep. Every now and then I'll sleep with my shirt off, but if I'm too bare when I'm sleeping, my body will wake me up to get dressed because it's scared someone's going to walk in my room. So that's why it's hard for me to sleep naked.
That's why. I've never done that. Not even once.
Anyway. This morning I woke up and I had two pairs of shorts on. Apparently I did that last night.
Your body thought you were
just new. Woke up in the middle of the night, or not even, you slept, walked, and put pants on? Yes. That is
I had pants on. I just put an extra pair on.
You were so paranoid. You wanted to double check to make sure no one was going to catch your pants down.
Just in case. Tanner, do you sleep with socks on? You don't sleep with socks on? Okay.
I don't sleep with socks on either.
So, most of us don't sleep with socks on, except for Jay, which has to have a sock on his left foot. But he puts a sock on his right foot so it won't feel lonely.
Yeah.
Pretty
much.
Okay.
It's
pretty much amazing.
Well, here's one of his ankle weights he used to put on his foot.
Okay. Yeah, I got ankle weights.
Oh, you have ankle weights you used to put on your foot?
So you tried to weigh it down.
So you tried to weigh your foot down so you wouldn't.
So
your foot
wouldn't. It off.
So your foot wouldn't wiggle. Okay.
It's like your foot has schizophrenia. It's like it's a mind of its own.
I don't know. That's pretty weird. I mean, I've had that happen once, but it was a weird feeling. I'm glad I don't have it every night. It's really annoying.
Yeah.
I don't get any of these weird quirks like everyone.
You don't want that one.
Yeah, you don't want that one.
It sounds like a hindrance. Yeah. But still,
man, I don't get all these problems. That's a terrible thing to say.
Yeah, but you know, it just keeps boring when it's.
Well, you start dreaming.
You try. Melatonin or
something.
Hear that helps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually trying to stop taking melatonin just because it's.
Why? It's natural.
It'd be natural.
Well, yeah, I know, but I want to not like have to take it every night.
I think maybe if you stop taking melatonin and then you take some, I think it will have. If you haven't taken it for a while, I wonder if it'll have like a bigger effect on you. You'll have like really vivid dreams. That would be really cool.
Well, also, I mean. You might have like really vivid nightmares.
Oh yeah, I mean it'd be something to tell though.
Yeah, it'd be something to. I mean, it'd be another episode.
Yeah,
I think I typically have more dreams when I don't take melatonin, or if I've been taking melatonin for a long time in a row and then I stop, then I have dreams. But I just want to kind of stop taking it because it's more medicine to take at night, or something. It is medicine, even though it is natural.
Natural medication.
I would prefer just for my brain to
do what it's supposed to.
Yeah, not have
that
to
would
take
be nice.
Medicine. Yeah, it's mainly
control of our brains.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Well, on that note, we probably need.
That's episode 500. We're not to there yet.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure to. What can you do on Anchor? You can favorite our station. Check out some more of our episodes. We're going to be posting some more very soon. Thank you guys again for listening, and we'll see you guys, or we'll hear you in the next episode.
Later.
Later, guys.